a hospital for our spiritual diseases. People who are serious about spiritual life do not seek wealth, fame, or any other type of opulence. But in material life, these goals are exactly what we pursue. Those who are genuinely spiritual, though, will use material gain only to enhance devotional service to the Lord. The proper mood is, how can I make money so I don't have to worry about money? How can I have enough money to do this project for the Lord? And if someone on a spiritual path does happen to become famous, that fame can be a vehicle for directing attention to the Lord and His representatives. Each of us should try to become a dedicated servant, no matter what our outer circumstances. Service is a process of cleansing and healing, just as if we were in a hospital. We take shelter of a spiritual teacher for the same reasons we go to the hospital, because we are sick and recognize that we need help. As patients, we willingly take medication, follow the doctor's orders, and accept the care offered to us in that environment. Because all spiritual people are not exactly the same, there is no single type of illness that afflicts them. Spiritual diseases come in a wide variety of forms and intensities. The beauty of the situation is that such persons at least have the chance to recognize the problem and put themselves in the hospital for treatment. If they take the spiritual medicine as directed, they will quickly regain their natural healthy state. But a hospital can also be dangerous, because sometimes people can contract new diseases or infections during their stay. They may enter with one disease and catch something else, falling prey to the innumerable germs concentrated in that environment. In a similar way, while working on ourselves, we must be careful not to adopt the bad habits of others around us. For example, we may easily become distracted by sense gratification if we are surrounded by people who indulge their senses regularly, even in spiritual groups, or we may become self-centered, taking care of ourselves to the exclusion of anyone else, again following the poor examples of those around us. In the process of healing, our attitude is critically important, to the extent that two people can be in the same environment and achieve entirely different results according to their mental state. Someone who is morbid, depressed, and dismal will encounter far more difficulties than one who has a vibrant consciousness. Although both may be equally sick at the outset, the more positive, energetic person will make the necessary effort to maintain a constructive attitude. Such an individual will be out of the hospital long before the other.